Poetry Moment, read by Clarica.
The Bard, Pindaric Ode, by Thomas Gray. Ruin seize thee, ruthless king, confusion on thy banners wait, though fanned by conquest's crimson wing, they mock the air with idle state. Helm nor hauberk's twisted mail, nor e'en thy virtues, tyrant, shall avail to save thy secret soul from nightly fears, from Cambria's curse, from Cambria's tears. Such were the sounds that o'er the crested pride of first Edward scattered wild dismay, as down the steep of Snowdon's shaggy side he wound with toilsome march his long array. Stout Gloucester stood in speechless trance. "To arms," cried Mortimer, and couched his quivering lance. On a rock whose haughty brow frowns o'er cold Conway's foaming flood, robed in the sable garb of woe, with haggard eyes the poet stood. Loose his beard and hoary hair streamed like a meteor to the troubled air, and with a master's hand and prophet's fire struck the deep sorrows of his lyre. Hark, how each giant oak and desert cave sighs to the torrent's awful voice beneath. O'er thee, O king, their hundred arms they wave. Revenge on thee in hoarser murmurs breathe. Vocals no more since Cambria's fatal day to high-born Hole's harp or soft Llewellyn's lay. Cold is Cedwallo's tongue that hushed the stormy main. Brave Urien sleeps on his craggy bed. Mountains, ye mourn in vain. Modred, whose magic song made huge Plinlimmon bow his cloud-topped head, on dreary Arven's shore they lie, smeared with gore and ghastly pale. Far, far aloof the affrighted ravens sail, the famished eagle screams and passes by. Dear lost companions of my tuneful art, dear is the light that visits these sad eyes, dear is the ruddy drops that warm my heart, ye died amidst your dying country's cries. No more I weep, they do not sleep, on yonder cliffs a grisly band. I see them sit, they linger yet, avengers of their native land. With me in dreadful harmony they join, and weave with bloody hands the tissue of thy line. Weave the warp and weave the woof, the winding sheet of Edward's race. Give ample room and verge enough, the characters of hell to trace. Mark the year and mark the night, when Severn shall re-echo with affright. The shrieks of death throw Berkeley's roof that ring, shrieks of an agonizing king. She-wolf of France with unrelenting fangs that tears the bowels of thy mangled mate. From thee be born who o'er thy country hangs the scourge of heaven. What terrors round him wait? Amazement in his van, with flight combined, and sorrow's faded form, and solitude behind. Mighty victor, mighty lord, low on his funeral couch he lies. No pitying heart, no eye afford a tear to grace his obsequies. Is the sable warrior fled? Thy son is gone, he rests among the dead. The swarm that in thy noontide beam were born, gone to salute the rising morn. Fair laughs the morn and soft the zephyr blows, while proudly riding o'er the azure realm, in gallant trim the gilded vessel goes, youth on the prow and pleasure at the helm, regardless of the sweeping whirlwind's sway, that hushed in grim repose expects his evening prey. Fill high the sparkling bowl, the rich repast prepare. Reft of a crown, he may yet share the feast, Close by the regal chair fell thirst and famine scowl, a baleful smile upon their baffled guest. Heard ye the din of battle bray, lance to lance and horse to horse? Long years of havoc urge their destined course, and throw the kindred squadrons mow their way, ye towers of Julius, London's lasting shame. With many a foul and midnight murder fed, revere his consort's faith, his father's fame, and spare the meek usurper's holy head. Above, below, the rose of snow, twined with her blushing foe, we spread. The bristled boar in infant gore wallows beneath the thorny shade. Now, brothers, bending o'er the accursed loom, stamp we our vengeance deep and ratify his doom. Edward, lo, to sudden fate we weave the woof, the thread is spun. Half of thy heart we consecrate. The web is wove, the work is done. Stay, O stay, nor thus forlorn, leave me unblessed, unpitied, here to mourn. In yon bright track that fires the western skies, they melt, they vanish from my eyes. But oh, what solemn scenes on Snowdon's height, descending slow, their glittering skirts unroll. Visions of glory spare my aching sight. Ye unborn ages, crowd not on my soul. No more our long-lost Arthur we bewail. All hail, ye genuine kings, Britannia's issue, hail! Girt with many a baron bold, sublime their starry fronts they rear, and gorgeous dames and statesmen old in bearded majesty appear. In the midst, a form divine, her eye proclaims her of the Briton line. Her lion port, her awe-commanding face, a tempered sweet to virgin grace. What strings symphonious tremble in the air? What strains of vocal transport round her play? Here from the grave, great Taliesin, here, they breathe a soul to animate thy clay. Bright rapture calls, and soaring as she sings, waves in the eye of heaven her many-colored wings. The verse adorn again, fierce war and faithful love, and truth severe by fairy fiction dressed. In buskined measures move, pale grief and pleasing pain, with horror tyrant of the throbbing breast, a voice as of the cherub choir, gales from blooming Eden bare, and distant warblings lessen on my ear, that lost in long futurity expire. Fond, impious man, thinkest thou yon sanguine cloud, raised by thy breath, has quenched the orb of day? Tomorrow he repairs the golden flood, and warms the nations with redoubled ray. Enough for me, with joy I see, the different doom our fates assign. Be thine despair and sceptered care, to triumph and to die are mine. He spoke, and headlong from the mountain's height, deep in the roaring tide, he plunged to endless night.